Hello and welcome to another episode on the Stretch Street Podcast. This is the Energetic Edie and I'm super excited to be here after a short break. Yes, I've been away for a couple of weeks and I had to take that break to go refocus and get some strength on so that I can go on this journey with you for the rest of 2024. So you are welcome back on the show. Would I say welcome back to you? Well, yeah, welcome back to you and to me as well. How has it been? How did your first quarter go? Can you believe it that we're already in the second quarter of the year? I want to say in the Q2. We're already in the second quarter of the year. Can you even believe it? This is how time flies. And so today on the show, I'm just going to remind you to ask you, like, what are you doing differently in Q2 from what you did in Q1? Have you sat down to take stock, like what you started with in Q1? How did you progress? Are there any adjustments needed? Do you need to do things differently? Or do you need to continue because you've been on full throttle and you're like, yeah, girl, you got this. If that's your case or that's your story, congratulations. I am cheering you on and saying, you got this, so keep going. But if you are like me, and in some areas, you'd be like, I think I dropped the ball. Don't despair, okay? This is another chance for you to revisit what you've written out for yourself for the year and see what you can adjust. What do you need to do more of? What do you need to do less of? What do you need to, you know, stop doing, start doing, and things like that, right? But also just for you to articulate, you know, what you need to do differently to ensure that those goals that you set for yourself for the year are coming together and that you're making progress in the right direction. I mean, I would suggest this to you if you're still finding it a little bit like, okay, I'm not sure. Sometimes it's taking time to reflect, you know, to reflect and journal intentionally and mindfully. It does magic. It works magic for you. I have been practicing that for a couple of weeks now, and I can see the difference. I can see light in areas that seemed a little bit shady or dark, and it's helping me to make better decisions. It's actually even helping me to be more consistent. It's helping me to be more intentional in the way that I show up, in the way that I do the things that I do, in the way that I articulate my message to the world, in the way that I serve my community. That reflection, knowing more about myself, knowing some of the things that were not up to par or does not serve the goal that I want to achieve for the year, that time to reflect, to introspect, to question myself and to journal has really helped me, has given me a better, you know, view, has given me confidence, right? I mean, I got a light at one point in the way that my business is going and the way that I'm building my brand. And that light alone just liberated me, and it gave me perspective. It gave me more courage and confidence to keep doing what I'm doing and doing it better and with more intention. It has also helped me with my relationships, right? To articulate what I want out of every relationship that I'm in, right? To be more present, you know, in my relationships. And all of this truths and lights and ideas and clarity came from the place of mindful reflection. So I am currently running a challenge, a 30-day challenge. So as of now, it's already 3 days, okay? It's too late to join now because there's just a lot that we've covered even in 3 days, yes. But I'm going to be putting it together again next month. That's in May. This is April. In May, we're going to run the challenge again. And if you would love to be a part of it, then you should join the waitlist. I am going to leave the link in the description of this podcast. Join the waitlist and keep an eye out for my post, you know, because I'll be posting a little bit here and there, you know, with feedback from the people who are currently in the challenge as we speak. So you can be a part of that. Another announcement that I would like to share with you is this is April and it is my month, right? It is my month. It's my birth month. So, and I am celebrating a milestone this month. I'm turning 40 on the 11th of April, and I'm super excited, grateful, thankful, looking back on all the years that God has brought me through. And I am just so humbled at the things that God has brought me through. Challenges, tough times, you know, even self battles, inner battles, you know, that I've had to win, you know, through the years to get to this point. And I am just in celebration mode. So if you're a woman in your 40s and you're watching this or listening to this, I put together a series of workshop to build up to my birthday. And today is day 3 already, but you can still join that one. So I'm going to leave the link below. If you're a woman in your 40s and you want to be in a community or in a gathering of other women like you who are laser focused on what they want, who wants to get clarity about what they want in life, or who are looking to scale whatever it is they're doing by being in an enabling environment, then I invite you to join the Road to 40 Empowerment workshops that I'm putting together with speakers from different areas. You know, like on Monday, we talked about identity, finding your identity. If you join, then you probably will get access to the replay if you wanted. We have that. We've looked at, you know, dealing with today, the third day we're on, we're looking at dealing with shame and fear. And I know we have all gone through it, but sometimes when we hear from people who have gone through it, it gives us perspective on our own journey. So I invite you to be a part of it. So you can click the link to join and maybe join us today for today's session. You can still join us. I'll leave the link, Road to 40 Empowerment Workshops. You can join the link there to be a part of it for the rest of the workshops until 10th of April. I can't wait to see you there. Well, those are my announcement for the month of April. From next week, you'll begin to see me and my guest again on the show. I am excited for some of the, all of the content that I already recorded just for you. If you're watching this for the first time and you're yet to subscribe to this channel, what are you waiting for? Subscribe, binge watch my channel, because there is a lot of value for you in there. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you're listening to, you can write us on that platform to show your support if you know what we're saying is resonating with you. And again, if it does resonate, please feel free to share the link with somebody who can also get some value from this podcast. Again, this is the Stretch Street Podcast, where we document stretch stories and distill life lessons of people who have gone through stretching periods and the life lessons that they've learned from it. All right. So until I come your way again next week with a guest, this is the Energetic EJ. Happy new month and welcome to April. See you next week. Bye bye.
Stretch Street Podcast.